This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin has crossed a sobering threshold. As of Tuesday, more than 1,000 people in the state have been killed by the new coronavirus. This week, we're going to meet some of the victims of the pandemic. Rachel Vasquez starts with a story of a couple who died within hours of one another.
Wilfred and Mary Kepler were married for more than 70 years. They spent most of their life in the Milwaukee area, working and raising a family, including their son, Michael Kepler, who I spoke to outside of his home in July.
My dad always liked to joke around, and he liked, he made corny jokes, and we always groaned at most of his jokes, but he liked telling them and enjoyed getting the reaction.
Mary, on the other hand, loved to dance and had what her son calls spark.
If we were at a wedding and friends of mine were sitting around, she'd go up and ask them to dance. And if she wouldn't get a dance from one of the people, she'd make sure that the next person down would be asked to dance. So she liked to be out there on the dance floor.
Wilfred and Mary were both born in southwestern Wisconsin in the 1920s. They grew up during the Great Depression.
Money was an issue for both the families. I know that for sure. It was very, very tight.
When Wilfred was 18, he was drafted into the Navy to fight in World War II. Mike says his dad went all over the Pacific Ocean treating soldiers who were wounded, like in the Battle of Okinawa, when Wilfred treated a sailor whose ship had been hit by kamikaze planes.
I know he stayed up with one of the sailors coming off that ship who had been badly injured. He stayed up with the guy all night, just making sure that he knew that somebody was there for him.
That's also when he started talking to Mary, who was a cheerleader at our high school in Richland Center. Mary started writing letters to Wilfred, and when he got back home...
And then when he came back from the war, I think he probably made a beeline to her door.
They got married in 1946, and their three kids came after that. Wilfred worked as a machinist around Milwaukee, and Mary picked up factory jobs too, eventually ending up at U.S. Steel.
Family, again, made much of what they could in our society, and our society, luckily for them, opened up and did allow these people to have decent incomes and raise wonderful families.
Wilfred, 94, and Mary, 92, started feeling sick in April. Their daughter was staying with them, and a few weeks into feeling sick, she took her mom to get tested. The results showed that both she and Mary were positive for COVID-19. So they told Wilfred.
When she told him that the results had come back on a positive COVID test for both her and my mother, she said he got tears in his eyes, so I think he knew that the end was near.
After they were feeling sick and run down for weeks, Wilfred fell, injuring his head. Both Wilfred and Mary were admitted to a local hospital where Wilfred tested positive for the virus, and then his condition got worse.
After a day or two in the ICU unit, they moved him to the same ward that my mother was in. They moved them into the same room, and they moved their beds together, so a very nice gesture on the part of the hospital. We're very happy with that.
Wilfred died as a result of his head injuries early in the morning on April 18th, and Mary died from coronavirus complications just hours later.
Well, for me, the grief was, I would say, almost overwhelming for the first two or three weeks. It was, tears were constantly in my eyes, and it's gotten better.
Mike says he wasn't prepared to lose both of his parents so quickly.
I think the fact that they died from the pandemic, the fact that the pandemic has upset our national sense of well-being, and the fact that they died so closely together, boom, all of a sudden they were gone. It was like 9 or 10 days after the onset of the disease, both of them were gone. So it was a terrible shock.
He says his parents dedicated themselves to their family, and that family that's now grown to include grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be their biggest legacy. Rachel Vasquez, Wisconsin Public Radio.